What we're encountering when Jesus teaches the Sermon on the Mount is his desire that we understand that we now have a new identity, a new purpose, a new destiny, a new way of living under new management. We have a new nature, new citizenship of a new nation, a new and a kingdom lifestyle. 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the Passion Translation. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he's become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. Here, he says, is how I want you to learn to think, behave and live. But I don't expect you to do this alone. I'm sending you my Holy Spirit who will teach you and guide you in all things, John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things I said to you. As I've said before, the sermon can't be put into practice unless we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. It's written for the spiritual, not the natural man. It will be applied by the Spirit to the spiritually awake and aware. The kingdom is now. It is within us and it is future because the King is coming again soon. It's now and internal only to the extent that we allow it to invade us and take us over. Remember, God cannot if man will not. And the kingdom is within you. The rule, the government of God is something that God works in. It's not outward piety or church attendance. It's lifestyle from the inside out. Israel tried keeping the letter of the law and failed miserably. They were never going to be able to do it. They and we just needed to see that, or we would have gone on trying. It's called a works gospel, meaning you have to do the work. But this is about grace, specifically the unforced rhythms of grace, and it's all internal. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. None of us can keep the royal law of love without massive help, not one. Only the man or woman who's walking in the government of God and his benevolent dictatorship, who's filled with the Spirit and desiring to be a father pleaser, is fully experiencing the coming of the kingdom as Jesus really intended. And it's for everyone, not some. It's your inheritance, beloved. It's your inheritance. And it is your Father's good pleasure to give it to you. So how's it working out for you this day? Are you still under the law or are you under grace? Only you can answer that one.